about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for listening today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Thanks for joining us. I invite you to look with us in the book of Psalms, Psalm 19, beginning at verse 1. Again, the book of Psalms, Psalm 19, starting at verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me, then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Verses 1 through 14, all of Psalm 19. Lord, we thank you for the wonderful gift of your word. Thank you for the wonderful way that your word blesses us. It empowers us. It stirs us. It pours grace, joy, peace, and encouragement into our minds and our hearts. And it blesses us in so many other ways. Lord, help us all to grow tremendously in our understanding of the great need for us to make it a high priority every day to open your word and spend time with you one-on-one as you speak words of wisdom, words of counsel, words of grace, words of joy, words of power into our minds, our hearts, and our lives. Help us to know, Lord, that one of the most important parts of our day, if not the most important time of our day, will be the time we spend one-on-one with you. Help us to make that one of the greatest priorities of our life, every day of our life. We love you. We bless you. We praise you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Thanks for choosing to be a part of our listening family. I want to remind you once again, we continue to be involved with a very important campaign with the wonderful ministry called India Partners that reaches out to really address a very serious issue in our culture and in our society, the problem of human trafficking. Girls as young as 8 are being trafficked and sold in the red light areas of Mumbai, India, and they're forced to work in brothels against their will, many of them becoming mothers. Now, these young children grow up in a place surrounded by sexual abuse and violence because their mothers work in the sex trade. Well, you can help rescue a child from India's red light district and help her escape the dangers of these brothels. Again, India Partners operates safe houses in Mumbai, India, away from the red light districts, where these children can escape the brothels and be relocated. For simply giving $7.08, that helps to provide one day of safety, rescue, and care for a child escaping the red light districts. Your gift today can help save a child and relocate her to a safe house. A day in a safe house includes full room and board, full-time school for children, private tutoring, medical attention, counseling, and most importantly, opportunities to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and a chance to hear about the love that Jesus Christ provides for that precious child. You'll not only be keeping them safe, but giving them a chance to hear the gospel and have a brand new life and a brand new eternity as well. $50 provides a week of safety, rescue, and care. $100 provides about 2 weeks of safety, rescue, and care, and $212 provides a month of safety, rescue, and care. If you'd like to contribute, we invite you, please prayerfully consider doing that. And you can do it by simply calling this number, 1-877-616-2396. Again, 1-877-616-2396. or give online at AFR.net. Again, that's at AFR.net. Hope you'll take time to get involved with the wonderful ministry of supporting and working with the Ministry of India Partners. I'd like to remind once again to all of our listeners that possibly can be with us at the church that I pastor, St. James AME Church in Leland, Mississippi. We're having a very special event. We had a very special guest, Pastor Ruthie Hooper, who was on the broadcast with us just about a couple weeks ago. She's a young lady who had a very unique and a powerful experience where God allowed her to have a vision of traveling to heaven, and she saw some wonderful sights there. Well, she wrote a book, a powerful book about that experience, and she shares and travels and speaks about her experience as well. She's going to be with us at St. James tonight at 6:30 at 102 Church Street in Leland, Mississippi. So if you can come out and be with us again, 102 Church Street in Leland, Mississippi, please come and be with us at 6:30 this evening for an outpouring of the Spirit and for a prayer revival and hear a wonderful message from Pastor Ruthie Hooper sharing about the wonderful gift and the wonderful place called heaven, the place that every believer should look forward and be excited about going to when we leave this world. And keep in mind, it's important to understand, it's not just nice to learn about heaven, but as you learn more about the wonderful place that God created for us called heaven, it will stir you to be much more evangelism and discipleship minded, because not only do you want to go there, but you want to take your family and all your friends and your coworkers and everybody you can take with you, because we should want to take as many people with us to heaven as we possibly can. So please come out and be with us. And also, she will have a question and answer time too. So if you have questions you want to ask her about what the Lord let her see in heaven, we hope that you'll be with us. Again, 6:30 this evening at St. James AME Church in Leland, Mississippi. Come out and be with us this evening if you possibly can. And then finally, I want to remind you that we do have an upcoming up in Memphis, Tennessee, next week on the 23rd, Thursday 23rd, we're going to be with Dr. Russell Morrow at New Generation Ministries Empowerment Center Church in Memphis, Tennessee, for a prayer seminar. And I want to remind you, this is a unique kind of event where, amongst other things, the Holy Spirit can help set you on fire and jumpstart your prayer life to help you to become a much more effective servant in the area of prayer and intercession in your life. Again, we hope that you can come out and be with us. That address is 2041 South Lauderdale Street in Memphis, Tennessee. Again, that's 2041 South Lauderdale Street in Memphis, Tennessee. That's Thursday, February 23rd at 6:30 p.m. Again, the pastor is Reverend Dr. Russell M. Morrow. Hope you can come out and be with us at 6:30 Thursday of next week in Memphis, Tennessee, if you possibly can. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker, and today, specifically, we're looking at the topic of your daily appointment with God, your daily appointment with God. Now, what am I talking about? Well, it's important to know, as believers, we're called to be disciples. We're called to make disciples. And a huge part of that is learning what it means to be a disciple and what it means to live the lifestyle of a disciple as well. Sadly, there are many believers who couldn't give you the definition of a disciple or tell you what a disciple is supposed to be doing. Well, the reality is, this is huge, because it's to permeate everything we do in every part of our lives. So as we look at the topic of your daily appointment with God, I want to encourage you to really pay attention. Please write the scriptures down and go back and spend time reading and meditating on them. I believe God will speak powerfully to you through them. Basically, what we're speaking of is there are certain building blocks that help make up the life of a disciple, building blocks of things that we as believers should do to help us to become vibrant and consistent in our walk, our daily walk with the Lord. Keep in mind, when a person accepts Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life, they're saved at that moment. But you know, we have to grow up. And sadly, there are many believers that have never been taught the building blocks of discipleship that help us to grow up. You don't grow up all by yourself, any more than a newborn baby. Remember, if that baby isn't given nourishment and food and what he or she needs to grow strong and be adequately nourished, that baby's going to die. Well, spiritually speaking, sadly, many believers are not taught and trained in taking the building blocks of discipleship and making them a part of their life and their lifestyle. John Wesley used the term means of grace. And basically, these are things you and I as believers are and should do on a daily basis to help us grow stronger in the Lord and to walk consistently with the Lord. So that's what we'll be talking about as we look at the topic of your daily appointment with God. You and I should have a time every day where we spend time specifically with God, both in the Word of God and in prayer. Typically, setting aside a special time of the day to do that is a good thing to do. For many people, it's early in the morning. For some, it's late at night. Some, it might be in the a.m. hours of the morning where they wake up and spend time one-on-one with the Lord. But whatever time is best for you, you need that kind of time. You need it. I need it. We all need it. And parents, not only should we have our daily appointment time, our time one-on-one with our Heavenly Father, we need to help our children learn to do the very same thing. Our job is to help each of our children come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives. But once they're saved, we need to teach and train them the importance of having developing spiritual habits that help us to walk faithfully with the Lord. So again, as we look at that topic, your daily appointment with God, let me share with you what those building blocks are and how to put them together, put them to use daily in your life. And we'll start by looking back at the passage we read as we started off, Psalm 19. And I want you to keep in mind, Psalm 19 is a powerful psalm that reminds us of the power, the wisdom, the grace, and the strength found in the Word of God. Let me share with you once again from Psalm 19, specifically looking at the portion that begins at verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Now keep in mind, the Word of God is many things. But amongst other things, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 15, verse 1, God says to Abraham, I'm your exceeding great reward. I'm your shield and your exceeding great reward. So when you're reading the Word of God, remember the Word of God and Jesus are one. So when you read God's Word, you're taking in more and more of the essence of Jesus Christ. You're feeding your spirit the Word of God, which pours joy, peace, grace, mercy, light, truth, and so much more into your mind, your heart, your life, your body. You need that. I need that. We all need that. Do you want to know how to fill your morning with joy? Well, do something along this line. Simply take Psalm 100 and read it a dozen times. Now, you might say, I don't have that kind of time. You and I have time for what we want to do. We can make time for what we really want to do. And keep in mind, if you want a morning filled with joy, just read and meditate on Psalm 100 a dozen times. Now, how long does it take to do that? Well, it might take you all of maybe 12 to 15 minutes. That's not a whole lot of time. But keep in mind, when you read the Word of God, it is, amongst other things, it's pouring joy into your mind and your heart. Now, do you need joy today? Well, the reality is, I think most all of us really need joy. Now, you might think, well, joy is a luxury. It's nice. We don't really need it. Well, in a sense, you need it. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. Do you need strength today? Yes, we need the strength that we all need dealing with the spiritual battles of our lives every single day. So yes, we would be wise to fill our mornings every day with joy. And one of the ways by doing it is spending time in the Word of God. And specifically, Psalm 100 is an especially joy-filled psalm. But again, any portion of the Word of God that you spend time reading and meditating on will pour joy, peace, and grace into your mind, your spirit, and your life. You need it. You really do need it. So if you're one that says, well, you know, I'm so busy in the morning, got to get up and get dressed for work or get dressed for school, and I don't have time, well, all that means is you need to get up a little bit earlier. So we'll share with you more about practical ways to do that. But we're looking today at the topic of your daily appointment with God. We'll be right back.
It is interesting that in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., the first and last rays of sunlight fall every day upon its tallest building, the 555-foot Washington Monument. And there on its top, inscribed on the four-sided aluminum capstone, are the Latin words Laos Deo, which means praise be to God. This simple expression of praise reflects America's abiding belief that God has blessed our country with liberty and divine favor. Hello, everyone. Tim Wildman again. We're going to Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, for our spiritual heritage tours in June and September, and we'll see this Washington Monument. That's only one of the many monuments and places we'll see. Stephen McDowell of the Providence Foundation will lead the way as we talk about the places, the time, the events, and the people of our early American Christian heritage. For more information, visit the website spiritualheritagetours.com. That's spiritualheritagetours.com.
One of my favorite jams is by the talented family Forever Jones called He Wants It All. Every year, and even throughout New Year's, one thing on people's lists to improve on, other than losing weight, is a closer relationship with Jesus. Today, right now, is always the best day to give our Heavenly Daddy your all. How do you do that, you ask? One great start is by asking Him, what is it that you would have me to do today for your glory? Keep in mind, it will consist of trials, faith, and guts. Yes, guts. Living for Jesus is never a dull moment. In fact, it's an adventure. John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus is speaking and He says, I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. With a heart for the Urban Family, I'm today's Urban Woman, Victory McIntosh. Connect with us more at UrbanFamilyTalk.com.
The Awakening, shaking believers out of our slumber and calling us to action. The Awakening, encouraging Christians to rise up and stand, though all around us are falling. The Awakening, hosted by a warrior for the Word of God and for the Constitution, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Tune in to Urban Family Talk, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 9 Central for The Awakening. Just as David's mighty man Benaiah chased down a lion into a pit on a snowy day, Lion Chasers champions uncommon men and women of faith who are unafraid to stand up and speak truth to power in these dark and evil days. Never before has there been such a need for people of faith to draw a line in the sand with the sword of truth. Lion Chasers, the intersection of faith and public policy with Lonnie Poindexter. Weekday mornings at 10 Central on Urban Family Talk.
We overcome tonight because it's in God that we live and move and have our being. Thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph, to overcome through the power of His name. See, we give Him the praise. Oh, yeah. Give Him the praise. You're a mighty God. Mighty God.
The music of Alvin Slaughter. Alvin Slaughter with Mighty Praise. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Today we're looking at the topic of your daily appointment with God. And what I want to remind every single listener of is this very important fact. It's critical. It's very important to anyone that takes their faith serious that you understand all of us are called to be disciples. We're called to live the life of a disciple, and a disciple is one who knows Jesus Christ and is daily learning how to follow him and following him day by day. And we're looking today at the building blocks of discipleship specifically. What do those consist of? Well, again, to borrow from the term John Wesley used, means of grace, things you and I can do daily that will cause the grace of God to pour into our life in greater measure, but also things that will help us grow up in our faith and help us grow stronger in the Lord. We're to live these, but also we're to teach them to others as well. Parents, we're to daily teach and train our children to do these same kinds of things. And so, as we've already mentioned, one of them is having the daily habit of reading God's Word. I like to encourage a habit of reading at least 3 chapters in your Bible every day. For those persons to say, well, that's a lot, it's really not at all. In fact, 3 chapters should be just a minimum. In fact, if you want to do more, great, I would encourage you to do more. Because the fact is, you can't overeat too much of God's Word. You know, often people will compare the time you spend reading God's Word to kind of as if it was like feeding your body. And it's a similar analogy to a point. But physically speaking, you know, you eat a meal and it satisfies your hunger. Maybe you go back for seconds and you feel a little bit better. You go back for thirds and fourths and fifths, and after a while you may be rolling on the floor having hurt yourself. Well, the fact is, yes, physically speaking, you can overeat. Spiritually, no such thing. It only increases the blessing and the pouring of grace in and upon your life. So the part of what that means is if you spend a lot of time reading the Word of God, for example, if you decide, I'm going to spend 20 or 30 minutes reading my Bible, do you know it's pouring grace, peace, and joy into your mind and your heart every moment you're spending reading His Word? And do you know it'll help your day go so much better if you'll start your day doing that? What is tragic is many believers feel like they're so busy that they just don't have time to start their day off, you know, doing that. Well, that's their loss, because the reality is if we're wise, we'll spend time with God in the morning. And when He talks to us through His Word, He's not just giving us information. Again, He's pouring grace, peace, wisdom, and encouragement and uplift and joy into our mind and our heart. We need that. We really do need that. And parents, our children need it as well. So we're wise to call our children into our presence, whether it be while you're in your living room or at the kitchen table, or when you're riding down the road, let them read out loud to you when you're riding in your vehicle. But remember, it's pouring grace and peace and joy into the mind and the heart of our children. There's nothing they need more than the Word of God in their minds and their hearts as they begin their day. So let's be wise enough to make that appointment time with God for ourselves and to help our children do the very same thing. So if you're not reading your Bible every day, today is a good day to start that habit. And I would encourage you to start with a minimum of at least 3 chapters every day. Again, you can read your average 3 chapters in about 12 to 15 minutes. Doesn't take that long. But remember, it will bless every part of your life. It can cause your day to go better at work. It can cause your day to go better at school. It can cause your day to go better at church or wherever you may go. Now, you may say, well, I'm a believer and I already know Jesus, and so I don't know how my day could go better. Well, that's not a very smart thing to say. Of course your day can go better. The more you allow the grace of God to pour in your life, of course every part of your day can go better. So spending time in God's Word will bless every part of your life. It can bless your marriage and your relationships and your interactions with human beings. We need that. We really do need that. So you and I are wise to make it a high priority to open God's Word every day and spend time reading and meditating on His Word. Not only should we do it ourselves, but again, parents, I don't believe I can overemphasize how important it is that we diligently, faithfully help our children get into the Word every single day. Now, for parents that say, well, I tell my child to read, but he or she won't. Well, remember, Dad and Mom, you're the boss, okay? You don't ask them, you tell them, come read for Dad, come read for Mom. Again, you're not asking them a favor, you're telling them. Remember, it's kind of like telling them to eat your greens. It's good for you, and you don't give them an option because, again, it'll bless them. I can have many just good memories of as our young children were growing up. My wife, Brady, and I, we have 6 children. All of them are adults now, but growing up, we'd have them to read the Word, and to be very honest with you, I wish I could say they always gladly read for us. That's just not the case. Sometimes you might think it was like pulling teeth, but we'd say, come read anyway. Dad, I'm tired. Read anyway. Dad, I'm busy. Read anyway. Dad, I don't feel like it. Come read anyway. And time again, they may come, but they had attitude all in their voice. They didn't want to be reading, and they'd start, and the attitude came through powerfully through their tone of voice. But time and time again, it rarely failed to happen, if ever, that the attitude would be one telling me, I really don't like reading like you're making me do now, but that attitude would slowly go away. And after a while, you could tell the word starts to work on their mind and their heart, and they mellow out, and after a while, they may stop and ask me a question. Dad, why did he say that? Why did she say that? What made him do that? And the word would start working on them, and even when they didn't mean for it to, it started blessing them and helping them. And time again, they were enjoying the reading themselves before they finished. Why? Because God's word is full of grace. It's full of blessing. It's full of joy. Our children need the blessing of the way God's word will bless them in their lives. Remember, when they're reading the word of God, God is touching them. He's touching their mind, their heart, their life. When you read the word of God, God is touching you. He's touching your mind, your heart, your life. And so one of the most fruitful habits in all of life is simply spending time one-on-one with our Heavenly Father in His Word. And parents, one of the wisest things we can do is help our children do the same every single day. Time in God's Word is so, so, so important for all of us. And we're busy. You and I are busy. We have full schedules. But the fact is, we need to make time to get in His Word every single day. Because remember, when you're reading the Word of God, the God of the universe, our Heavenly Father, the Creator, is talking to you one-on-one. And did you know this? God will spend as much time with you as you will spend with Him. If you spend 30 minutes reading the Bible, do you know the God of the universe is spending time one-on-one with you, talking to you, pouring grace and peace into your life? And remember this. Yes, He's talking to you, speaking the words of the passage you're reading, but He's talking to you about more than that as well. And that's one of the reasons why it's so good to read and meditate on God's Word. Not only will He speak to you through the wisdom of the words you're reading directly, but He'll give you wisdom and grace to help you in other parts of your life. Because remember this, God is the ultimate multitasker. God can accomplish a million things all at once. And when you're reading the Bible, not only is God talking to you directly through the passage you're reading, but He's also giving you wisdom for other parts and areas of your life as well. Now, if you wonder, well, how can He do that? Remember, He's God. He can do what He wants to do. He's almighty. He's El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. So not only will He give you wisdom about the things you're reading about in His Word, He'll give you wisdom for all the other areas of your life more and more as you read and meditate consistently on His Word. God's Word equips and empowers you for life. And so as you're reading His Word and meditating on His Word, God will bless your life in many, many, many ways beyond the wisdom and the grace of what you're reading. So remember, reading God's Word is a whole lot more than you think it is. It's communing with God. It's an intimate walk with God. Do you want to draw closer to God? Open your Bible. The Bible says, draw near to God and God will draw near to you. Now, sometimes you hear people say, well, I want to get closer to the Lord. I want to draw near to God. Well, the ball is in your court. Because, you know, God is ready any time of the day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. God is ready to get closer any moment you want to, but He's giving you the tools with which to do it. And one of the ways you can draw closer to God any time of the day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, simply open the Word of God. Now, let me say this. Before you read, I would always encourage you, make it your goal. Make it your goal to not only read the Word of God, but pray before you read. And let me tell you why you need to pray before you read. It's important to pray before you read for this reason. Often, understand this, Satan and or demonic forces will try to distort your reading, to discourage you from reading, or to cause you to not get as much, because they're always going to come against you when you try to spend time in the Word. Why? Because the devil realizes that it's detrimental to his ability to bring damage and trouble and difficulty into your life when you fill up on God's Word. So he's always going to try to discourage you from spending time with the Lord in his word. He's going to try to discourage your Bible reading. He's going to try to discourage you, parents, from helping and guiding your children to do the same. So understand this. Sometimes if it feels like you get resistance from doing it, that's just a part of life. The devil's going to try to discourage you, but push on through. Press in and read anyway. Why? Because the reward for spending time in God's word is great. It is huge. So understand this. If you need more peace today, open the word of God and spend time reading and meditating on his word. Amongst other things, God's word is peace. And when you fill your mind and your heart with the word of God, you're filling your mind and heart with the peace of God. God's word is joy. Do you need more joy today? As you fill your heart and your mind with the word of God, you're filling your heart and your mind with joy. Do you need more grace today? God's word is grace. When you read and meditate on the word of God, you're filling your heart and your mind and your life more and more with the grace of God. There's so much blessing in getting into God's word. Of all the things you're going to do today, and you know, all of us have lots of things to do. We're busy people. We have full agendas. But you know what? If you turn off a lot of these electronic devices and you turn off, set aside some of the other things you normally would be doing, turn off the TV, set the cell phone aside, turn off lots of these weapons of mass distraction, and you sit down and spend time one-on-one with your Heavenly Father in the Word of God, it will bless your life so tremendously. It'll bless your socks off. But the fact is, many people miss out on this blessing day after day after day. Why? Because we fill up our schedules with other things. One of the high priorities of our lives needs to be spending time one-on-one with our Heavenly Father in the Word of God. And so I want to encourage you to make it your goal to make that one of the high priorities of your day. You know, the Psalm 1 says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." Note the wisdom of that psalm. Again, it says this person is blessed already because they don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. They don't stand in the way of sinners, nor do they sit in the seat of the scornful. But this person's delight is in the law of the Lord. When you delight in something, you find joy and fulfillment and blessing in doing it. You and I should seek to grow in our walk with God to the point where we delight in God's word. We look forward to spending time reading and meditating on God's word. It's good to delight in his law. And it says this person meditates on his word day and night. It's good to spend time reading and meditating on the word of God in the daytime and at nighttime when you're about to fall asleep. It's very wise to get an audio Bible and listen to it when you're getting ready for work in the morning, when you're driving down the highway, when you're doing other things, because you can absorb lots of God's word. Remember, nothing should ever replace the reading of God's word, but it's very good to supplement your reading with time listening to the word in some audio form, an audio Bible, whether it be CDs or a DVD or an app on your phone that lets you listen to the reading of God's word out loud, but a wise thing to do. And it's so good. And so I tell you, we're coming up on a break, but I want to share a brief word of prayer. But I want you to understand this. You and I are doing one of the wisest things in life by making it one of the high priorities of our life to spend time with God and his word every single day. Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the many ways that your word is a gift to us in so many ways. And thank you for how that our lives are blessed and enriched as we spend time in your word each and every day. Anoint us afresh with a hunger to get into your word every day and help us to be disciplined enough to do it. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello.
Hello, it's your girl, Victory McIntosh. Catch me Monday through Fridays from 6 to 8 p.m. Central for the Jesus Jams, where I'm all about putting a good beat to some good gospel music. I'm here to inform you of today's hottest topics, along with many of my favorite jams. The Jesus Jams is a place for truth, wisdom, and empowerment with good music. Catch me Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Central on Urban Family Talk.
Listen to Stacey on the Right with Stacey Washington on Urban Family Talk. She's sharp.
I mean, did you hear that?
Pointed.
Remember that you're not only a Christian on Sunday.
And insightful.
Deception and lies have been accepted as the norm from the Democrats.
But most of all, she's on the right.
That scripture from the Bible that says the heart of the fool inclines to the left just kept popping into my mind.
It's Stacey on the Right. Weekday afternoons at 2 Central on Urban Family Talk.
Dr. Tony Evans says even though the Lord is supposed to be our first priority, we sometimes treat strangers better than the God of the universe. Here are some comparisons to consider as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
If the President of the United States came over to your house, he called you up and said, I'd love to have dinner with you. You're probably not going to say, okay, Mr. Prez, we got some leftovers here and we'd love to give you the leftovers. Because his position is not worthy of leftovers. In fact, if you went to a restaurant and you looked at the menu and you chose what you wanted and they said, well, we think we got some leftovers of that. Some other people have been nibbling on it, but don't worry about it because I think it's still fresh and we'll be glad to serve it. That would be unacceptable to you. You know why? Because the president doesn't deserve leftovers and you don't deserve leftovers when you go to a restaurant. And neither does God. That is why he says in Malachi chapter 1, you giving me what you won't even give your governor. You give the top brass the best. You give me what's left over. And if it happens to be a tenth, fine. Or if it's a fifth, fine. But it's what I have left because it was never addressed first. And one of the reasons we're not seeing more of God, not only in this financial area, but in the spiritual area, because this was tied to the spiritual, is because we get to God when we can. We get to God when we have time. We get to God when we have energy. We don't put him first. He wants to know that you have prioritized him, that he's not just an extra, that you're not getting around him when you can, when you feel like it.
Learn more about getting your values in order by putting first things first, starting with the Lord. Check out Tony's CD series, Restoring God to His Rightful Place, available online at tonyevans.org. And then be sure to join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
What a privilege and an honor.
music of Lisa McClendon, the song You Are Holy. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Today we're looking at the topic of your daily appointment with God, and we're talking about discipleship and specifically about the importance of us having the daily building blocks of discipleship working in our lives. That is, spiritual habits, the habit of reading the Word of God every day, the habit of praying every day, the habit of spending time one-on-one with the Lord, and the fact that these are to be high priorities. They're not to be things we do if and when we get around to them, or if we don't have anything else to do. These should be some of the first things we do on a daily basis, the priority of spending time one-on-one with our Heavenly Father. And remember this, God will spend as much time with you as you will spend with Him. Again, it needs to be a great and high priority. I like often to read the passage, Luke chapter 10, beginning at verse 38, the story of the sisters Mary and Martha. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. She had a sister called Mary who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister's left me to serve alone? Therefore tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her. Now again, that was verses 38 through 42, Luke chapter 10. Powerful story with many, many life lessons for every disciple. Keep in mind, Mary and Martha, both of them were believers. Both of them loved the Lord and were glad to have him in their home. Yet you see a big difference in the way both of them reacted to the presence of Jesus. Picture Martha cleaning up, cooking, doing all the things typically that a lady might do and preparing for guests in her home. But Mary's not doing any of those things. Mary is sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to him. Well, at a certain point, Martha realizes Mary is not helping her, and she's not happy about it. And she's quite upset. And she goes, and she's so upset, she doesn't even speak to her sister. She speaks to Jesus and says, Lord, don't you care that my sister's left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. But notice Jesus' response. Jesus is not saying, that's right, Mary, get up and help your sister. Jesus is actually pleased that Mary is sitting at his feet, listening and learning. And he lets Martha know, Martha, Mary is not wrong. Mary is wise to be doing what she's doing. And Jesus probably wouldn't have minded to have said to Martha, Martha, you should be sitting right here beside Mary. Why? Not that cooking and cleaning and that sort of thing isn't important. You know, you got to do that sometime. But the fact is, one of the high priorities of our lives is spending time at the feet of Jesus one-on-one with our Heavenly Father. One of the ways whereby we do that is spending time reading and meditating on God's Word. And remember this, reading God's Word, amongst other things, is a form of prayer. It's a form of communing with God. And remember, prayer is talking to God and listening to God. So when you're reading the Word of God, you're heavy on the listening. And the fact is, God is speaking words of counsel, words of grace, words of joy, words of empowerment, words of wisdom into our lives when we're reading His Word. So remember, spending time one-on-one with our Heavenly Father is so important. So we're wise to live a lifestyle of doing just like Mary, a lifestyle of sitting at the feet of Jesus. How do we do that? When you're spending time reading and meditating on God's Word, it's like you're spending time at the feet of Jesus. When you spend time in prayer, it's like spending time at the feet of Jesus. You're spending time one-on-one with the Lord. It's your intimate walk with God. And that is so important for every believer in the whole wide world. I like to talk often, and you know, this particular month is the month that, amongst other things, is considered Black History Month. And I like to talk often about the character of Dr. George Washington Carver. And you know, he's someone who many people know about him. But you know, when we read the history books and the books that tell about his life, often they leave out a very, very critically important part of their life. Often they leave out the fact that he was a great man of prayer. He was a prayer warrior. And not only did he believe that science and faith mixed, he felt like his faith was vital to everything. It was foundational to everything he knew and understood about science and nature and the world. He regularly consulted God for wisdom, guidance, insight, and understanding as he carried out the work in his field of botany and biology and agriculture. And as he did that, God gave him wisdom and insight simply because he asked him for that wisdom. So George Washington Carver, I want to remind you this. As I said, he was a great man of prayer, but also he was obviously a well-known scientist. He was born a slave, and he's been credited with helping to save the agriculture of the South in his day and time. But he's a great example also of a believer who listened to God and spent time communing with God in prayer and allowed that to permeate his whole life. He's a great example of a believer who followed and applied God's wisdom in every part of his life, especially in the area of his work in agriculture and botany and the like. Dr. George Washington Carver had a habit of getting up early every single day, and he'd go before the Lord in prayer, and typically he'd go out into the woods, and he talked to God. He called God Mr. Creator. And there with the Lord in the woods, Dr. Carver learned secrets that blessed the whole wide world. You know, in the book, a book entitled The Man Who Talks with the Flowers by Glenn Park, he talked about Dr. George Washington Carver, and he shared, Mr. Park shared this about Dr. Carver. This was a quote by George Washington Carver. "There's literally nothing that I ever wanted to do that I asked the blessed Creator to help me to do that I've not been able to accomplish. It's all very simple if one knows how to talk with the Creator. It is simply seeking the Lord and finding Him. All my life, I've risen regularly at 4 o'clock and have gone into the woods and talked with God. There He gives me my orders for the day when people are still asleep. And it's when people are still asleep, I hear God best and learn my plan. After my morning's talk with God, I go into my laboratory and begin to carry out His wishes for the day." That was his habit throughout his adult life. And he was a great man of prayer. And he would ask God questions, and God would answer his questions time and time again. And God used Dr. George Washington Carver to help create many discoveries, over 200 discoveries of use of the sweet potato, over 300 uses of the peanut. Why? Because he simply asked God. And when he would talk to God and ask God for wisdom about these things, God would answer. In fact, if you can picture him asking God, "Lord, what can you do with a peanut?" And it's as if the Holy Spirit would respond by saying, "I'm glad you asked. Let me share what you can do with it. And Lord, what can you do with a sweet potato? Again, I'm glad you asked." And the Holy Spirit would download all sorts of wisdom and insight and understanding that he would take, and he'd go into his laboratory and develop things that from the truths that God taught him about nature and about plants and animals. And God used him to help not only bless people with all kinds of new products from sweet potatoes and peanuts. There are many other things that Dr. George Washington Carver did because he spent time listening to God give him wisdom and insight about the world. Now, you know, there's a powerful story in 1 Kings chapter 3 about King Solomon, who was wise enough to go to God and ask him for wisdom about being a king. And he asked God to give him wisdom to be an understanding and a wise king, and God was very pleased with that. Now, you know why he was pleased with that? Because God wants us to know wisdom is available to anyone who will ask God for it. Any one of his children that will come to him and say, "Lord, give me wisdom to be a good husband, a good wife. Give me wisdom to be a good dad or a good mom. Give me wisdom to understand why my child is made this way or why he or she functions this way. Give me wisdom to have better insight about how to love my children, how to guide and direct them." Do you know God not only is willing to give you wisdom, he's waiting for you to ask for it. Why? Because we need a lot of wisdom. We need a lot of help. We need a lot of help in this world. We need a lot of help in life. Now, you might say, "Well, I don't need that much help. I'm pretty smart," if that's what you're thinking yourself. Well, let me tell you, you need to ask the Lord to give you some wisdom. If you think you're smart enough already, you need a whole lot of wisdom right there. Because we all need help. One of the Holy Spirit's names is the Helper. What do we need help with? All kind of things. We need help all over the place. We need wisdom for everything we do. Without God's help, we can't be good dads and moms. Without God's help, we can't be good husbands and wives. Without God's help, we really don't fully understand how to be the kind of parents we need to be. You know, you and I really spend a lifetime getting to know ourselves. So the fact is, we always need the wisdom of God to help us to better understand not only ourselves, but if you're married, to help you better understand your spouse. Parents, we need wisdom to better understand our children, because, you know, the reality is, if you ask a parent, "Do you know your child?" Well, obviously, most parents will say, "Sure, I know my child." But do you? The reality is, as parents, we're continually learning new things about our children. But you know what? God knows all there is to know about them. And if we ask Him for the wisdom we need to better understand how to love them, how to help them, how to encourage them, how to disciple them, do you know the Holy Spirit knows what to do? He has all the wisdom we need to help us be effective parents in the era of effectively loving and ministering to and discipling our children. You know, whatever it is that's about your child that's been perplexed you for years and you wonder, why does he do this? Why does she do this? Why does he or she act and think like that? Do you know the Holy Spirit better understands your child than they understand themselves? And if we ask for the wisdom to know how to better address and deal with these areas of struggle, the Holy Spirit is ready to help. Remember, His name is the Helper, and He's ready to help us. He's ready to give us wisdom if we're wise enough to ask for it. So remember, the Bible is a book full of wisdom, and it'll give us wisdom about all sorts of areas and issues in life. But along with the Word of God, you know, the Holy Spirit will help fill in the gaps where the Bible may not be quite as specific as we need Him to be in the areas of wisdom for our lives. So spending time in the Word of God will bless you tremendously. Spending time helping our children to spend time in the Word of God will help us to be better parents and help us to disciple our children. But remember, time in the Word of God will bless our life in so, so many ways. And yes, as I said earlier, yes, time reading and meditating on God's Word is a form of prayer. Remember, prayer is talking to God and listening to God. And time in the Word of God is heavy on the listening, but it's a form of communing, walking intimately and closely with our Heavenly Father. So time in the Word of God is so important. So your daily appointment time with God is very important. Don't ever get so busy that you don't make time to get into God's Word. Don't ever get so busy that you don't make time to pray. And again, if you don't have any form of audio Bible, I want to encourage you, go get one today. You can get audio Bible apps to use, but also maybe on CD or DVD. But it's very beneficial to spend time listening to it every day. Now remember, nothing should ever replace the reading of God's Word. Again, I would always encourage you to have at least a minimum of reading at least 3 chapters in your Bible every day. But in addition to reading those 3 chapters, listen to the Word of God when you're getting ready in the morning, when you fall asleep at night. It's good to actually leave it running at night because, you know, God will talk to you in your dreams through the Word as you're listening to it at night. But listen to it while you're doing other things during the day, and the Word of God will bless you and pour grace and peace and power into your life. And, you know, when you let the Bible just play, do you know it affects the atmosphere of your home too? Just letting the Word of God play out loud in your home permeates your home with the grace of God. So it's all important. And as believers, as we take time to do it, it'll bless us tremendously. Father, thank you, Lord, for your Word. Thank you for the many ways that your Word will bless us and encourage us as we walk with you day by day. Lord, help us to recognize that as we just really make it a high priority to come to you, to spend time with you in your Word every day, as we come to you in prayer, we'll not only draw closer to you, but our lives will be blessed. We'll become more fruitful vessels in your hands, and more we will walk in your perfect will in our lives. Thank you for the wonderful, wonderful gift of your Word. Help us to use it every day. Help us to be faithful to teach and train our children to do the same every day as well. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. Our topic was your daily appointment with God. We appreciate you listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.
Urban Family Talk. Urban Family Talk.